You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Monarch butterflies, those iconic black and orange insects, are struggling to survive. Over the past 20 years, their population has dropped dramatically, in part because their main source of food, the native milkweed plant, is disappearing thanks to growth and development and farming. So that's why the second annual Treasure Valley Pollinator Project wants folks to plant 64,000 flowering plants to help the butterflies and other pollinators. And the deadline to get those plants, well, it's almost here. With us today are Jessica Harrell, the Pollinator Program Coordinator at the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, and Florence Williams, journalist and author of The Nature Fix, Why Nature Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Creative. I want to thank both of you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Great to be here.
So Jessica, we followed the first year of the Pollinator Project last year, but for folks who missed it, can you tell us how it works?
Yeah. So we have created these pollinator mixes that contain 32 plant starts. The mixes are created to have something blooming from spring to fall to feed the pollinators, and people can plant these in their yards and gardens. And then we host workshops and classes throughout the year that teach people about pollinators and their habitat and why they're important and how they can create better habitat. And then we also host a community science survey where we just follow along the process of how the plantings went and what insects people have seen in their backyards. Hmm.
And Jessica, along with the planting flowers, you do offer a bunch of events and workshops throughout the entire year. And I'm assuming you're doing the same thing this year, just focusing on the monarch butterfly.
Yes, we have some really great workshops lined up, including a milkweed seed saving class and a medicinal pollinator garden class. And we are very excited to host a Zoom presentation called The State of the Monarch that will just feature a couple of scientists from the Xerces Society and the Fish and Wildlife Service to talk about monarchs and their outlook and how people can improve their habitat.
So Florence, I want to bring you into the conversation because you're hosting two events, including one tonight. So what will you be talking about?
Yeah. Hi, Samantha. I will be talking about the benefits of doing some of the things that Jess is suggesting, the benefits to our brains and our bodies and our nervous systems, our immune systems of being outside. Everything from the way just even 15 minutes of being outside can help sort of slow our heart rates and our respiration. It can reduce some of our stress hormones. It can create feelings of well-being and elevate our mood. And all that happens just after 15 minutes.
Mm. Florence, I do love the idea that there really is science behind this idea that nature does impact us in a positive manner.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think many of us know intuitively that we feel great, you know, after a hike or a picnic or sitting by the river or fishing or whatever. But now there's science to back it up. And, you know, not just even about our nervous systems, but now there's increasing science showing that even our creativity can improve, our attention span, our short-term memory. So there are cognitive improvements to be gained from, you know, partly it's being outside, being sort of surrounded by bird song, you know, and blue skies and puffy clouds and things that make us feel happy. But it's also, you know, being away, I think, from some of the stresses of our technology, you know, getting outside into something that's more genuine and analog instead of digital.
And Jessica, next month, you're going to have some events about the monarchs and how they're struggling. I'm curious about why you decided to focus this year on these particular butterflies.
We just really wanted to call to people's attention that, you know, there are a lot of insects that have evolved to pair with a certain plant. And it's important that, you know, for these insects to survive, these plant species have to survive as well. And it is our state insect. So we thought that it was appropriate that we really work with people to understand the importance of the habitat. And we've heard from some people, oh, well, it's unlikely that people planting just a few milkweed plants in their backyard that they'll be seeing monarchs. And we understand that, but we still think it's important then for the community to act as a whole to bring back maybe a larger scale habitat. And then if we are working together collectively and really focusing on our outdoor spaces and how we can help nature, then we might stand a better chance. And that's why we're so excited to have Florence here too. We see how all of this is really connected when we all start mm-hmm. really appreciating the outdoors, not only what it can do for us, but what we can also do for it.
Yeah. So Jessica, when and how can folks hear Florence talk about nature and the brain?
Tonight, we are partnering with Boise State University. They have their wonderful idea of nature lecture series. So Florence will be speaking tonight at the Jordan Ballroom at 6 p.m. And that is free to attend. And it is also available via Zoom. And there will be a recording of it later if tonight is unavailable. And then there is another great event that she is hosting tomorrow. We have just a few spaces left, and it is forest bathing. We'll be at the Diane Moore Nature Center, and they can register for that on our page. Sorry, adaswcd.org has the information on how to register.
And Florence, we only have about 2 minutes left, but I've got to know what forest bathing is.
Yeah, good question. It's not what it sounds. You don't have to take any clothes off. You can keep your clothes on. It's basically just an immersive experience where we do some really simple sort of exercises, mindful exercises to just bring our bodies into a state of presence so that we can actually open up our senses, all five senses. So we'll be listening to birds and sort of moving through the space just in a really, really, I think, alert and intentional way. And see what happens.
I love that. So Jessica, can folks still get plants to help the monarchs?
Yes, they definitely can. We are starting to sell out of some of the varieties, but there are still lots of, we have some wonderful mixes. The medicinal flowers mix in particular, it's one of my favorites, and there's lots of that one available. And people are able to order the plants all the way up until Wednesday of the following week. And then we'll announce if there are plants that will be available for sale at the pickup day as well, which is next Friday and Saturday.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time today. We've been talking with Jessica Harrell, the pollinator program coordinator at the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, and Florence Williams, journalist and author of The Nature Fix, Why Nature Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Creative. She will be speaking tonight about how nature helps our brains. We'll put a link to that on our website. And to this year's Treasure Valley Pollinator Project on our website as well. Tomorrow, it's our reporter roundtable. We will, of course, have all of our journalists coming in talking about the news that made headlines. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. A thank you to our senior producer, Samantha Wright, and our assistant producer, Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.